This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The eighth night of protests across the United States were largely peaceful. Demonstrators are speaking out against the death of George Floyd, who died in police custody in the Midwestern U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. The 46-year-old African-American man died after a white police officer held him face down on the street and pressed a knee against his neck for several minutes. The major demonstrations have resulted in clashes with law enforcement and destruction of property. The Associated Press says police have arrested at least 9,300 people nationwide during the past week. While many cities set curfews, some protesters ignored orders to return home Tuesday evening. That includes in New York City, where hundreds of people remained on the Brooklyn Bridge for several hours after marching from the Brooklyn side to find their path into Manhattan blocked by police. In Atlanta, Georgia, police fired tear gas to break up a crowd of hundreds who remained after the start of the city's 9 p.m. curfew. Hundreds of people remained past curfew in Washington, D.C.'s Lafayette Square Park, which is across from the White House. The scene was much quieter than the day before, when officers aggressively pushed largely peaceful protesters out to clear the way for President Donald Trump to make an appearance in front of the historic St. John's Church. Police officers were seen detaining people in several cities. Pope Francis expressed his concern Wednesday for what he called the disturbing unrest in the United States. The Pope said people cannot tolerate or turn a blind eye to racism and exclusion in any form, and yet claim to defend the sacredness of every human life. This is VOA News. Brazil announced Tuesday that it has recorded another one-day record of coronavirus deaths. The health ministry said it had confirmed another 1,200 COVID-19 deaths, bringing the total death toll to more than 31,000. Despite the escalating spread of the virus and the growing death toll, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro continues to dismiss the severity of the outbreak as nothing more than a little flu. He told supporters outside the presidential palace that he regrets each of the deaths, but that's everyone's destiny. Thousands of furloughed South Korean workers could soon return to their jobs on U.S. military bases in South Korea under the terms of a deal announced by the Pentagon. In a statement late Tuesday, the Defense Department said it has accepted South Korea's offer to fund labor costs for all Korean national employees on U.S. bases through the end of 2020. The agreement does not completely resolve a months-long impasse between Washington and Seoul over how to split the cost of the roughly 28,000 U.S. troops in South Korea. Confusion at some polling centers and long lines in the United States primary elections Tuesday in 9 states and Washington, D.C. It was the biggest test yet of voting during the coronavirus outbreak, the most extensive balloting since the pandemic sparked lockdowns in mid-March, served as a dry run for the November 3rd general election. It offered a glimpse of the challenges ahead on a national scale if that vote is conducted under a lingering threat of COVID-19. President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden easily won their primary races in Indiana, Rhode Island, Maryland, New Mexico, and the night's biggest prize, Pennsylvania. President Trump said Tuesday the Republicans will move this year's national convention from the southeastern state of North Carolina. The president says the move is because the governor is refusing to remove restrictions on large events aimed at preventing the spread of the coronavirus. He and Republican officials had demanded the Democratic governor, Roy Cooper, allow the party to hold a typical full-scale convention within a packed arena and delegates walking around freely without face masks. But Governor Cooper rejected those demands Tuesday, saying that a scaled-down convention was necessary. Republican officials are considering several other cities and plan to visit Nashville, Tennessee in their search for a replacement. We have more stories for you on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.